Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're here every Sunday night to bring you some of the finest of mainstream jazz. We're here from 8 to 10 on Sunday nights with a short break for the news at the top of the hour. And we hope you'll stick around and tonight and join us each and every Sunday night for what we think to be some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. Tonight, our highlight artist of the week is pianist Junior Mance. Upon being discharged from the Army, he began working the Beehive Jazz Club in Chicago, completing that venue's rhythm section along with Israel Crosby on bass and Buddy Smith on drums. And while there, he performed a number of jazz greats, including Charlie Parker, Coleman Hawkins, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and others. And then he moved on to New York and recorded with the likes of Dinah Washington, Cannonball Adderley, Dizzy Gillespie, and others. And then he broke off and formed his own trio. And tonight we're going to sample some of his recorded trio work, with the exception of one album that includes a quintet. So we're going to open up the show with a Verve album cut in 1959, appropriately called the Junior Mance Trio. And backing up Junior on this particular track is the inimitable Ray Brown on bass and the swinging Lex Humphrey on drums. And this is a thing that was written by Benny Goodman called A Smooth One. Thank you. Little Swinger was written by, of course, the big band clarinet leader Benny Goodman, called A Smooth One. That was the Junior Man's Trio on a Verve label cut in 1959. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, I thought I'd start off with a group headed up by Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson. This is from a Verve LP entitled Getz and Johnson at the Opera House. In this case, the Opera House is the Civic Opera House in Chicago. The group is interesting because the rhythm section is the original Oscar Peterson trio, with Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And, of course, Stan on tenor sax and J.J. on trombone, with Connie Kay added in on drums. So it's an interesting group, and they're going to do Charlie Parker's tune, Billy's Bounce. We'll be right back. That was Billy's Bounce featuring Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson. Stan on tenor sax, J.J. on trombone, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. That was recorded on the Verve label, and it was a live performance at the Civic Opera House in Chicago in 1957.
I didn't mention that at the top of the show that Evanston's contribution to modern jazz giants includes Junior Mance, so Junior was a local boy. We're going to continue to highlight his pianistic artistry and move now to an album cut on the Jazzland label in 1960 called The Soulful Piano of Junior Mance. And in this trio setting, Junior's backed up by Ben Tecker on bass and Bobby Thomas on drums. It's a Jazzland label, 1960, a little thing called Ralph's New Blues. Thank you. whole thing put together by Milt Jackson, who was the played vibes in the Modern Jazz Quartet, and that was a composition written by Milt called Ralph's New Blues, cut on the Jazzland label in 1960. The name of the album was The Soulful Piano of Junior Mance, Ben Tucker on bass, Bobby Thomas on drums. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a big band led by Terry Gibbs. It's billed as Terry Gibbs' Dream Band, and the CD is entitled The Big Cat on the Contemporary label. This is a 16-piece group. We'll hear solos by Terry Gibbs on vibes and Frank Rosolino on trombone. And they're going to do a tune written by Terry and arranged by Bill Holman entitled Pretty Blue Eyes. It was Pretty Blue Eyes, a tune written by Terry Gibbs and arranged by Bill Holman there for Terry Gibbs' Big Band, released on a contemporary CD in 1991 with the title The Big Cat. The original recording was on the Mercury label in 1961. Well, next we have a group led by Lucky Thompson. It was released on the Groove Merchant label on LP, and it's entitled I Offer You. In addition to Lucky on tenor sax, we'll have Cedar Welton on electric piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. They're going to do Ray Noble's tune entitled Cherokee. Thank you. That was Cherokee, featuring Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on electric piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. That was from an LP entitled I Offer You, which was released on the Groove Merchant label in 1973.
Next we find our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Junior Mance, in the Jazzland studio in 1960. Kind of a cool billing. All have equal billing on this particular album. It was called the Chicago Cookers. All Chicago-based jazz artists, including Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Wilbur Ware on bass, John Jenkins on alto sax, Wilbur Campbell on drums, all Chicagoites who went on to have, they were young Chicagoites at that time, but all went on to establish themselves as major jazz artists. And of course, we have Junior Mance on piano. And this is a little thing they put together called Desert Sands.
Thank you.
was a Jazzland album cut in 1960 called the Chicago Cookers. And you heard there our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Junior Mance on piano, along with Johnny Griffin, who came out of DuSable High School in Chicago, John Jenkins on alto sax, Wilbur Campbell on drums, and Wilbur Ware on bass. So what's the next item on the show tonight, Al?
Well, next we have a group led by Lucky Thompson. It was released on the Groove Merchant label on LP, and it's entitled I Offer You. In addition to Lucky on tenor sax, we'll have Cedar Welton on electric piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. They're going to do Ray Noble's tune entitled Cherokee. Thank you. that was Cherokee, featuring Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on electric piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. That was from an LP entitled I Offer You, which was released on the Groove Merchant label in 1973.
Next we find our spotlight artist, pianist Junior Mance, alive at the Village Vanguard, which is a great jazz venue in New York City. This is cut on the Jazzland label in 1961, and includes Larry Gales on bass and Ben Riley on drums. And this is a thing that was written by Junior Mance called Letter from Home. Thank you. could plainly tell that was cut live at the Village Vanguard in New York City in 1961. The album was called Junior Mance Trio at the Village Vanguard. It's a little thing put together by Junior called Letter from Home, and backed up by Larry Gales on bass and Ben Reilly on drums. I'm sure Ben Reilly was probably part of the Thelonious Monk section at that time. So next on the agenda is what we're going to do.
Well, the Marty Page Quartet is up next, and this is from an LP with that exact title, the Marty Page Quartet, released on the Tampa Records label. It features Marty on piano, Art Pepper on alto sax, Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Capp on drums. And they're going to do an Arthur Schwartz, Howard Dietz tune entitled You and the Night and the Music. Was the Marty Page Quartet with You and the Night and the Music. And it features Marty on piano, great work by Art Pepper on alto sax, Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Capp on drums. That was from an LP released on the Tampa Records label in 1956, and it was entitled Marty Page Quartet.
Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for approximately one more hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you stick around. I'm going to close out the show the first hour of the show a little album cut by our highlight artist, Junior Man. It's called Big Chief. This is the title tune, Big Chief, cut in 1961 on the Jazzland label.